You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
And more specifically, heavy on the Browns. He's Daryl Ryder, courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, how's it going?
It's going. The draft is almost here, and we don't have to talk about it anymore.
That's great, Daryl, because that's about the way I opened up the show. And I was talking to Boehm even before the show started. It was just like, we're to the point where we're 9 days away. I'm like, wow. I think I'm ready to talk about who the Browns drafted and not, is it going to be Travis Hunter? Is it going to be Abdul Carter? I'm over that conversation. I'm just ready for next Thursday to be here and me to be able to put my head down on a desk and be like, finally,
I have an answer. Players. That's where I'm at.
Yeah, that's about where I'm at too. But of course, we're not actually there, so we still have to talk a little bit of draft. Travis Hunter making the comments today, basically saying to CBS Sports, if I couldn't play two ways in the NFL, if I couldn't play both, I'd rather just not play at all. Is that telling of you to anything that teams at the top of the draft should be considering in any way about the personality or the player that they're bringing in Travis Hunter?
No. Just tells me he's a competitive kid, feels he can contribute on both sides of the ball. And I don't have any problem with what he said.
Yeah, I guess the only spin for me was sort of the aspect of it feels like Travis Hunter on that side. It always felt like there was sort of a wake-up call or a learning curve would probably be the better sort of way to frame it so it didn't feel so negative. Like a learning curve for him, even in the mental aspect of you might not be able to go two ways the way you did at Colorado.
Look, Andrew Berry said they view him as a receiver first and foremost. Said after that that, he obviously can handle himself in a secondary. I don't know what the package would look like, but, if it's, here in Cleveland, he would be offense first, defense second. I don't anticipate he'd be an every down player in the secondary, but I could see a scenario where he gets opportunities either in the dime or the nickel package or red zone package or whatever to where you can kind of take advantage of that. I mean, look, he's a kid that can score with the ball in his hands. And I'll be honest with you, last time I checked, nobody in the Browns secondary can actually catch a football. So I kind of look at it as a little positive if you can throw him out on the field and play a little defense.
Yeah, if I remember, Roddy McLeod's not here. He did lead the team at one point. And touchdown catches, but I don't think anybody else now. I was just looking at it and trying to think, and we had a conversation throughout the first hour. If we look at Travis Hunter, for you, obviously he's considered one of sort of the top two players, if you take quarterback aside, between him and Abdul Carter. Is a lot of the value for you with Hunter attributed to the fact that, he's great at one side of the ball and then everything else is a bonus? Or is a lot of the value tied into the fact of he can do both?
I just think he's a great all-around football player, and I think he's the best player in the draft. that's where the value is for me. If you can get the best player in the draft with the second pick in said draft, I think you got to do it. You know, the Browns need an infusion of blue chip talent. He's blue chip talent. I don't know if Shedeur Sanders is blue chip talent. I don't know if, you know, some of these other guys are, you know, blue chip talent. So for me, it's just all about just getting the best player in the draft. That's what value I take from it.
Is Travis Hunter, one, is he enough to be in this category? And is there anybody else around him that fits into it too? That if the Browns draft this guy at two, that fans and the majority of people are walking away from day one, a Thursday of the draft, going, this was a good first round and basically a win of a draft for the team.
Yeah, I mean, if they take Hunter, it's a win. I mean, winning in the draft is relative. It doesn't matter.
Right.
You know, the Browns have thought they've won many a draft over the years, and, well, they didn't. But, you know, just on the surface, considering, you know, where we're at, yeah, I would give them a win if they took Hunter. I'd give them a win if they took Abdul Carter, though my preference is Hunter. I don't know if I'd give them a win if they took Shedeur Sanders. I would understand it. But I don't think they're taking Shedeur anyway. And so, yeah, Hunter's been my guy since late February, and I am I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, I'm pretty much in that boat on Shedeur, but I'm sticking to the fact that I'd want him, not sticking to the fact that the Browns will draft him. So it's about where I'm at through it. But I did want to talk a little Joe Flacco too, Daryl, because that happened. That was something on Friday. I guess you sort of laid it out. You don't think it's going to be Shedeur. Does Joe play into any factor of that at all, or is that purely just it feels like the Browns are going best player available here?
I never thought they were drafting Shedeur. I still don't think they're drafting Shedeur. So, no, I don't think Joe Flacco changed any plans. I think the plan was always not to draft Shedeur.
It's going to be framed as a quarterback competition. I think everyone can pretty much land on that and agree. Is there an actual competition here between Joe, Kenny Pickett, if they bring in a quarterback in the high rounds, or is it feeling more like this is just going to be something that it's framed as a quarterback competition, but really the job's Joe's and we're just waiting to have it named?
Oh, I don't think it's framed at all. I think it will be a quarterback competition, 100%. I mean, you look at the contract they gave Joe Flacco. Does it look like they gave him starter money? No, they gave him $3-4 million, and the rest of it he's going to have to earn through incentives. So no, I think that, you know, Joe's going to have to go earn the job, or Kenny Pickett will have to go earn the job, or whatever quarterback they ultimately end up drafting. For me, it's going to be a three-man competition. The rookie, Kenny Pickett, Joe Flacco. May the best man win.
If we're looking at Joe being brought in, I know that previously it said the thing that a lot of quarterbacks as they get older say, I'm not here to be a mentor, I'm here to compete for the job and play football. Is it a feeling, and is it something within the Browns that you think they're bringing in Joe as sort of a potential mentor, but also as a guy to be on the field?
Well, I don't think that they're bringing Joe in to be a mentor. I think they're bringing Joe in because he's popular within the locker room and that he will be a professional. And for me, for any young player, the best mentorship you can have for that player is to have a professional showing them the ropes. And I do think that Flacco's, or the perception that Flacco doesn't want to mentor young quarterbacks is something that kind of gets overblown a little bit. I think he's a lead by example type of guy. I think is a, hey, I'm going to show you what I do, how I do it, and it's on you to do with that information whatever you will, but I'm not going to hold your hand. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with that either. So, but I think, like I said, Joe's popularity within the locker room, and his experience and the way he conducts himself, behind the scenes, professionally. Yeah. I think that could have a very positive, impact within the Browns quarterback room, not just for the rookie, but also for a guy like Kenny Pickett. And that's not to say that Kenny's not professional or anything like, but, you know, Kenny can see how a former Super Bowl MVP, you know, prepares for games, what he does to get his body right every week and make himself available. How does he study film? How, little stuff like that, right? How does he practice? So I think that that's how Joe Flacco ultimately will be a mentor.
Daryl Ryder, our Cleveland Sports beat reporter, with us on the hotline. Daryl, I can't help but continue to go back and think about, oh, the Browns had to offer Myles Garrett a plan as he was requesting a trade. Is Joe Flacco so liked in that locker room that Myles Garrett not wanting to be here because of the quarterback spot, that bringing in a 40-year-old Joe Flacco is enough to change his mind?
No. $40 million a year changed his mind.
And
the realization that the Browns were not going to trade him. The Browns were not taking the salary cap hit to trade him. So he had a choice to make. And that was take the Browns' money or write out the existing contract. And he decided to take the Browns' money. And from a business standpoint, that probably was the right move. Because there's $123 million guaranteed coming his way for taking the Browns' money. So I think that that's what changed his mind. I don't think Joe Flacco changed his mind.
All right, Daryl, I want to talk a little bit more draft with you. As we go through, and this is said and done this year, if we play out 2025, what needs to happen in the draft and converted to the first year on the field for the public perception around Andrew Berry's ability to draft players to be changed and spun into a positive, or at least the outlook on this draft class to be a positive? How many of these does he really have to hit on?
Well, assuming they use all five.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Five of the top 104 picks, 3 of the 5 have to contribute this year. Doesn't matter which pick it is, but 3 of the 5 top 104 players, assuming they draft those guys, those in those spots, have to be contributors. I think that that would bend things in a more positive direction. He's made 37 picks, most of those in the third round and later, but only one. And we don't know if he's ever going to play again, but only one of those has resembled a legitimate football player. So that's not a great ratio for the folks that will defend Andrew and the fact that he hasn't had prime picks. Well, here's the cold hard math on his prime picks that he has had. One guy didn't love football, and they could have gotten Laremy Tunsil. Instead, they took Jed Wills. And the second guy might not get a second contract, Greg Newsome, right? Don't know what his, you know, fate ultimately is going to be. Contributor, but might not get a second contract. Again, not great. Your first two first-round picks don't end up with second contracts with your team. So, he's got to start hitting on these picks. This is a draft they absolutely cannot afford to blow.
Daryl, you say 3 out of the 5 there in the top of the draft. How much extra pressure is on that first rounder to be one of the guys that contributes, considering, again, that's a lot. The point that you just brought up is a point that a lot of people point to for Andrew Berry's ability to draft in the first round. Is that something that it feels like there's a lot of extra pressure for the number two pick to be somebody who's not even just a contributor, but probably something a little bit more than that too?
Well, yeah, blue chip talent. Has to be a blue chip talent, which I think Travis Hunter is. So he drafts Travis Hunter. I'm fairly confident that'll be a hit.
Is there any positions you're willing to guarantee right now that you're looking at as we get into draft time and say Browns walk out on Saturday, no doubt, hands down, they draft this position. Are there more than one? How many are there for you?
Quarterback, running back, offensive line, defensive line, tight end. I'll throw a wide receiver in there because of Travis Hunter, and a safety.
Well, that about covers the entire draft. That was, I think, seven picks.
they got nine. Four of those in the sixth round. I don't think they're going to make four picks in round six. At least I hope they don't make four picks in round six.
Yeah, doesn't feel like making 4 6-round picks is really a great way to build a 53, man. I'm going to be honest.
Spin a couple of those into a five or maybe even a four.
Yeah, I think that'd probably be the way to go. Obviously, you named running back as one of them, and Daryl, I fully agree. You look at the draft class that you're at right now, a deep running back class, you have to go get a guy. For you, what does the future on Nick Chubb look like? If you're going and getting a running back, Jerome Ford's in that room, is it guaranteed they're bringing back Nick Chubb, or what's your outlook right now on it?
I think if they were bringing back Nick Chubb, it would have been done by now.
Mm.
So let me translate that for you. No, they're probably not bringing back Nick Chubb.
Yeah, that's, I think, something that might pull on the heartstrings a little bit for a lot of people. But
I mean, I'm not saying it's that's what's ultimately going to happen. They obviously could. But like right now, no. I mean, it just doesn't seem that way. There doesn't seem to be much of a market for him. We'll see how the draft plays out. This is thought to be a pretty good draft for young running backs, right? There is just the reality of the fact that, you know, he's had the same knee sewn back together completely twice. And that is extremely hard to be productive, you know, coming off that. He struggled a little bit last year. That's not to say he can't bounce back this year. You know, I saw the video he posted on his social media of him doing as he does every offseason, right? He does the massive squats. I think it was 500 pounds in the video that showed him squat. Great, good for him. But, like, I just feel like if the Browns were motivated to bring back Nick Chubb, they would have already done it by now. And, you know, maybe after the draft and, you know, they see what they ultimately end up with. Could they sign him after the draft? Sure, absolutely, right? And that obviously would make Browns fans happy. But I just remind folks, Andrew Berry's job is not sentiment. It's to find ways to win football games. And you know, if he has made the determination that he's not confident Nick Chubb's going to be able to help them do that, you know, then, you know, I can understand it. If he feels like Nick Chubb can help them win games, then yeah, then shame on him if he doesn't bring him back, right? So I think that the answers people are looking for are not in the words, they're in the actions. And right now the actions are Nick Chubb is not a Cleveland Brown. He's still a free agent. And we are a month into free agency, right? So, you know, wait and see what they ultimately do. But I'm not confident that he'll be a Brown this year, but the door still obviously is open.
All right, Daryl, I'll get you out of here with this one. Latest spot in the draft, the Browns actually attack the quarterback position. What's sort of the floor there for you?
Well, I would prefer that they use go no more than the fourth round. So, I would not go past the fourth round picking a quarterback. Because I just think that the later you go, the lesser the chances of that guy being a success. So I would probably say, you gotta use 33, 67, 94, or 104 on the quarterback. If you don't do that, if you wait until, I don't know, let's say you trade into the fifth round or whatever, right? Or you wait till the sixth, then you're just, you're really throwing something against the wall. So my ideal spot would be within the first four selections, so probably no later than 94, but, you know, 104 would have to be the absolute latest for me to even believe. Remember, like, some of the – remember Cody Kessler?
I do, unfortunately.
Third-round pick, right? So, like, just to and look, I'm not saying that some of these guys in this draft are Cody Kessler, but, like, this is not a strong quarterback class either. Remember that. So, painted me in the corner, I'd probably say 94 or the fourth selection in your draft class is the absolute latest they should probably draft the quarterback that they have any hope and expectation of turning into something.
All right, Daryl, as always, I appreciate you setting aside the time and look forward to talking next week with a couple of days leading up until the draft.
Look forward to answering the same questions next week.
Hey, listen, they won't be the same questions. I'm not promising they won't be similar, though. They'll be somewhere around the same.
We're getting closer. We're getting warmer. It's going to be here soon.
Daryl, can you feel the draft? Are we close enough that you feel the draft? That'll be next Tuesday.
No, I'm actually getting a cold from it, if we're being perfectly honest.
All right, Daryl, I got to run. I appreciate it.
You bet, bud.
Daryl Ryder, Cleveland Sports Beat Reporter, with us there on the hotline, courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers. Let's react to what Daryl had to say coming back, as well as we sit and look. Is there a player that the Browns could draft that you walk away from day one going, this draft was a success? Jake Volnick with you guys. Let's get to a Michael Markoch 2020.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.